Every week on NPR's Wildcard, Rachel Martin asks guests to choose questions to answer at random from a deck of cards. This week's guest, actor Jeff Goldblum, had a uniquely musical spin on the game.
Here, repeat after me and finish this. It's getting to know you, getting to know all about you, Rachel.
Goldblum stars as Zeus in a new Netflix show that offers a modern spin on Greek mythology called Chaos. Here's Rachel.
Okay, here are three cards. One, two, or three. You choose. You choose.
Okay. Well, one is the loneliest number. Two. Ooh, what's two? Just the two of us. We can
good.
Make it.
Oh. If we try, just the two.
Listen to your R&B licks. Very good. Three. Ooh. Oh, how about we three, we're not alone. My bottle's so foul, da da da. My echo, my shadow, and me. Yep.
Oh.
And then if we went on to four, we would get the Miles Davis song of the wonderful things that you get out of life. There are four. Okay, that's enough of that. Go ahead. Three. So three.
Has your idea of what it means to be a good person changed over time?
Well, I suppose that it's become clearer and more important. Well, although sure. I mean, look, my parents were kind of, you know, hey, you should be good. So early on, being good, a good boy meant being polite, which was probably good. Nothing wrong with that. And, all of that. And making A's in school. I then went on to realize later after maybe they meant this, but I didn't get it from them until later, that I thought being a good student, which is a good person, how much can you learn and use this lifetime for growth? It meant not just getting the grade, or impressing anybody else, but really delving into what you were curious about, connecting with yourself, and then delving as deeply as you might, not just to get the grade. So that's good. But more, I got clearer about how what I did could impact others and help others, and contribution, the idea of contribution. And I love that. I'm not going to bore you. It goes on for a little bit, but there's a George Bernard Shaw quote that I like a lot called, "This is the true joy in life, the being used for a purpose considered by yourself as mighty, the being a force of nature instead of a feverish, selfish little clod of ailments and grievances, complaining that the world will not devote itself to making you happy. I am of the opinion that my life belongs to the whole community, and while I live, it is my privilege to do for it whatever I can. I want to be thoroughly used up when I die, for the harder I work, the more I live. I cherish life for its own sake. Life is no brief candle to me. It's a sort of splendid torch that I've got hold of for the moment, and I want to make it burn as brightly as possible before handing it off to future generations." That's the whole quote. I've memorized it. And that's not bad keep in your pocket or up your sleeve and to live by till the end of your days when you can't do it any better and better and better and better and better. Pretty good, huh?
Pretty good. That was the actor Jeff Goldblum and Rachel Martin. If you want to hear a longer version of that conversation, you can follow NPR's Wildcard podcast.